Archbishop Sample is such a wonderful wealth of information and inspiration for all of us here. In a recent YouTube video, he explains the Nicene Creed. And here's that audio for you now.
I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We call these the four marks of the church. One, holy, Catholic, and apostolic. But what does that mean? We are one. Jesus founded one church, and he wanted us to be one. He prayed for that on the night before he gave his life for our salvation. He prayed that we be one, one body. That's the church. The church is holy. Yes, it's made up of human beings who are sinful and who fail many times. But the church herself is a divine institution founded by Christ himself, sanctified by the Holy Spirit that we have just professed in this creed. The church is Catholic. What does that mean? That means the church is universal. It embraces all. It embraces all peoples, all cultures, all races, all languages, and the church is apostolic. Now, that's a very important point, because the church, sanctified by the Holy Spirit, guided by the Holy Spirit, is built upon the foundation of the apostles. Jesus himself entrusted the church to the apostles, and that ministry of the apostles continues in the church today through apostolic succession. Every bishop is a successor to one of the apostles. We don't know which one. I kind of hope I get to heaven, and that's going to be one of my first questions, is which of you guys do I descend from? But there's another meaning to the apostolic nature of the church. Apostolic means we're also to go forth on the apostolic mission, especially in these times in which we have moved beyond a time of Christendom and are in this apostolic era again. And like the early church, we must be apostolic. We must be out there. We must be bringing the good news of the gospel to the world, bringing light into the darkness. We're on mission. We're there to proclaim the gospel. Jesus said, go forth and make disciples. That's our charge, and that's part of this apostolic sense of the church, because that's what the apostles did. Now, the creed goes on from there to speak of sort of now, where is this all going? Where is this going to end? Everything we've been talking about in this creed. Well, in the creed we say, I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We confess one baptism. We are baptized. And through baptism, we are incorporated into this mystical body of the church that we have just now professed our belief in. So these are connected. When I am baptized, I enter into the communion of the mystical body of Christ. I become one with my brothers and sisters in this mystical body, and not just the church here now on earth, but the church of the ages, the church in heaven, the church in purgatory. I become part of that. It's how I receive the grace of everything we've been talking about in this creed. From the very beginning, when we professed our faith in God the Father, in Jesus, in the incarnation, in the death and resurrection of Jesus, this is how I now receive that gift, that incorporation into the grace that flows from the paschal mystery of Christ that we have professed. In baptism, wonderful things happen. We have the forgiveness of sins. That's what we just professed our faith in. In baptism, we are cleansed. We are washed clean of original sin and any personal sins we may have committed if we're baptized later in life as an adult. We receive the gift of sanctifying grace. We are sanctified by the grace of God. His life comes into us, fills us, and it is out of that sanctifying grace, that grace which transforms our soul, that we act out our life as disciples of Christ. You know, a baptized person is not the same person as before baptism. here's a big word, an ontological change, a change in the very being of the person, in the depth of the person's soul. They are now sanctified by God's divine presence, an amazing gift. We're adopted sons and daughters of the living God. We are truly become His sons and daughters in a new and powerful and beautiful way. We have the indwelling of the Holy Trinity. Do you realize that in baptism, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come to dwell within you? You are a temple of the Holy Spirit by virtue of your baptism. These are incredible ways that God gives His life to us, to the baptized. Finally, we look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. The resurrection of the dead. We are going to be raised up again. This is the Nicene Creed. In the Apostles' Creed, we even say we believe in the resurrection of the body, because that's what's happening here. Upon our death, our soul is judged and we go either to heaven, to purgatory. We don't want to think about the other option. But at the end of time, when all is brought to its completion, God will raise up our mortal bodies, and as St. Paul says, clothe them in immortality. We will have a body probably much like Christ after the resurrection. We will be raised up again. We believe in that, that all the dead will be raised and judged and come to their final destination. That's the great hope of the Christian. That's the great hope of the disciple. That's what we're made for the resurrection and for the life of the world to come, eternal life. That's what we're talking about here. Eternal life. Our life in this world will end one day, but we will have a life in the world to come, this new creation that Christ has promised, and we will be a part of that. We will live for all eternity in the blessedness of the vision of the face of God, knowing a happiness, a joy, a fulfillment, a peace that is beyond our wildest imaginings. This is what awaits us. This is what this is all about and all leading toward. So my question really to all of you is, do you look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come? Do you live your life as if that is the meaning and purpose of your life, your destination? If every day we would wake up and think about orienting our day toward that I am made for eternity, and that the decisions and the choices and the things that I do today affect that eternal destiny, I think the world would be a very different place. Amen.
A great video that Archbishop Sample discussed the Nicene Creed. Now, I am going to put a link on that podcast so that way you can watch that. And I'm also going to include a great video on Archbishop Sample's YouTube page. Apparently, he plays pretty mean game of kickball. The new seminary appeal video is out. This is a whole lot of fun. And you get to learn about when a young man gets to go to preschool. And not when he's 4 years old, but he's asking about priest school. These are great videos that are out. And so he discusses that with a young man who happens to kick a ball right through the Archbishop's office window. You will not want to miss that video. It's a whole lot of fun. And it's got some great explanations about vocations in it. So I'll include that link as well, so that way you can see both of those. Now, you're going to find those links on the podcast at materdeiradio.com and also access them on the Hail Mary Media app.